News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
In March 2017, the body of Danielle McLaughlin from Donegal was found on an isolated stretch between Agonda and Canacona beaches in southern Goa in India. She had been raped and murdered. A man named Vikat Bhagat was later charged with her murder, which he denies, and his trial, which began 4 years ago in July 2017, will resume again in 8 days' time if the trial continues at its current pace. Sitting for about half an hour once a month, it will not be over for another 7 years. And joining me now is Danielle's mum, Andrea Branigan. Andrea, first of all, can I just say thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. I completely understand that this must be incredibly difficult for you. But can you take us back a little bit to 2017 when you first found out that something had happened to Danielle? She'd been texting you every day and keeping you updated on her travels, and then that stopped.
He hadn't been in contact all day. It was a Tuesday, it was the 14th of March. And that, I kind of, a bad feeling, but that didn't, you know what I mean? I thought that she'll do it eventually. Maybe she was out drinking the day before because she was at Holly.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it just slipped her mind. But I knew she would contact because the younger wee girl was up at the hospital in Dublin on the 13th. So I knew she would take some time. But I had just a bad feeling about it. And then, but half eight that night, got a knock at the door. It was Danielle's best friend and her mum. Since I opened the door, I knew something wrong. And all I kept saying is, how bad is she? The girl's mum just says to me to come in the house and sit down. And that's when I knew then.
So, Andrea, you weren't then told through any kind of official channels that no. Danielle had been killed. You literally found out.
I had never officially been told that Danielle was murdered, ever. I'm the one that told them all from the start.
Okay. And just for people listening, can you convey to them the kind of impact that news, that type of news, has on a person?
Because it was half eight at night, I didn't know what to do. So Danielle's younger sister, she phoned the garage, and the garage came out, and she sent them photographs via email for them to try and find out for us. It was a long night because you're trying to find out information.
Yeah.
And papers were printing it. But we had never confirmed, like.
And this was because Danielle had a British passport as well.
So
there was confusion. I'm sure it was like waking up in a nightmare. I can't even imagine the trauma for you as a parent, that level of news. And I suppose in those circumstances, the only good that can come of it, which is cold comfort, but the only good is getting some justice for Danielle. But the trial is still ongoing and they're only on witness 9 out of 59. Why is it taking this long?
Because it was on, but long before COVID, it was on for like 30 minutes maximum, once, twice a month. And so like a witness, you could be chatting, doing a witness for 6 months. A lot of times, like the last witness, the one that they're doing now, hasn't, I think he's appeared once in nearly 2 years.
I suppose, is it the case that you're looking for the Irish government to intervene in some way here to try and expedite justice in this case?
No, they told me I'll be honest with you, the Irish embassy have been absolutely useless from day one. And I feel sorry for anybody that's only dealing with Irish embassy.
Okay. That must be very difficult. I can't
but
imagine.
Even regarding the bail hearing, I didn't hear. That was on a Wednesday. They didn't contact me to tell me until Thursday evening.
Okay, so you're getting very little information and very little support. Were you surprised, Andrea, at how little support there was there for you?
I was, because there's nothing there.
Okay. And if you had anything that would make this a little bit better for you, if there was something that could be done or something that could happen, I know nothing will ever bring back Danielle, but something that might...
I would like it that I could view the court case, because I don't know what it looks like. I know a few people, Irish people, and Americans have went to the court and kind of told me what's going on a few times. Like, that's why I knew what was happening in court. But I would like to view it, and I've asked numerous times, can I view it? I've even said I would view it in a courtroom at Garda station so that it wouldn't be passed on to anybody else.
Okay.
And I've always been told no.
So there's no ability to view it online as a member of the victim's family, or not, there's nothing like that for you?
No, whereas he can, at the moment due to COVID, he can do it from the court case to, from jail to the courthouse.
Okay.
But I can't.
Okay. Before I let you go, tell me a little bit about Danielle.
Danielle was, she was very kind-hearted. Danielle would give, if somebody said they liked something Danielle had, Danielle would give it to them. And she absolutely idolised her wee sisters. They were her life. That's why she would have contacted every day, was to check up on them. And that was one of the reasons I knew there was something wrong, because she hadn't contacted to find out how young this was. She just, Danielle was just so kind. But Danielle didn't see evil in people. She trusted everybody.
And Andrea Branigan, mother of Danielle McLaughlin there. Thank you for that indeed. Danielle, of course, murdered in India 4 years.